Some tunes here that I know you're going to like. In fact, I'm going to call on Sally and Keith to sing the first one together. You kids don't mind, do you?
Why, we don't mind.
No.
All right. Well, folks, get up there on your comfortable seat on the top rail and let's go with the music. Foggy, how about you take a little induction on this? It's called Ride, Ride, Ride.
All right, Pap, I'll try.
Get aboard, Ken. Get aboard. Pretty girl to sing it for us, too. Sally, you don't mind me calling you pretty, do you?
Oh, Pappy, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, Foggy there, he's... Foggy there, he's double pretty.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Yes, he's pretty ugly and pretty apt to stay there. Sally, I want you to sing Blue Montana Skies.
All right, Pappy.
Chief Big Beaver, quite a few folks have asked for some more Indian tales. Well, sir, the first one that comes to mind at the moment is a story about Lottie. Now, Lottie was an Indian girl who weighed in at close to 356 pounds, which is a lot of Indian, no matter how you look at it. Lottie's real name was Running Buffalo That Never Stops, but they shortened it to Lottie when they called her for chow. Now, Lottie's first passion was for pictures, and her second was for food. That girl could look at a postcard or magazine pictures for hours at a time, just turning them over and over until she had practically looked the color off of them. And then, when it come to eating, Lottie was a champion, pure and simple. Yes, sir. That girl could eat her weight in food and then ask for a dessert. Naturally, her father, Chief Flying Antelope, figured he was caught with her for good because it looked very unlikely that anybody would up and marry her at all. But you know, old Dan Cupid's a funny little gent. Sometimes he plays some pretty ornery tricks on people. And he must have been loaded with laughing gas when he took a hold of Lottie, I'll tell you that. Yes, sir, she fell like a ton of brick for a tattooed man from a circus that camped near the reservation. The tattooed fellow was just the man for Lottie. She liked his pictures more than anything she'd ever seen. And he took a liking to her, too, primarily because he figured she'd make a pretty good fat lady in the circus. So they was married, and Lottie joined her husband, Timothy the Great Picture Back, to go with circus. Lottie enjoyed it fine as a fat lady. She ate all she wanted, and she loved to have people looking at her, especially for money. But then trouble developed. Lottie got tired of looking at the same pictures on Timothy, and she demanded he get tattooed all over again. Well, he'd like to kill that poor fella. But just to keep Lottie from beefing all the time, he did it. And then, about a month later, she said he had to change him again. Well, Timothy pleaded like a baby. But Lottie decided, yes, sir. So he underwent another change of pictures. It was too much for him. The skin was wore off, and the tattoo artist was down to the original. So Timothy died, yeah. Then Lottie was heartbroken, and she started to lose weight. So they fired her from the circus. Pretty soon they hired her back again as a skinny woman. Finally, she was too skinny to be seen, so they fired her again. And the last I heard of Lottie, she was buried in between two sheets of paper. Yeah, her blotters. Well, sir, the moral to that story is for all you ladies who are married to tattooed men, don't always demand a change of scenery. Well, now it's time for a song. Skeeter, suppose you accommodate us, huh?
All right, Pappy, let's go down that Sunset Trail. Just riding down the Sunset Trail. Just like you.
Thank you.